This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week I'm working in a rural part of the Philippines on a project to improve primary health care. I've been looking at the health problems that cause people to seek care. It's really the same the world over: back pain, cough, fevers, bladder problems, and tooth disorders. Dental disease is huge. Rarely do we consider what lies between our two lips, the mouth, as the domain of healthcare. Dr. Bruce Donoff, Dean of the Harvard Dental School, explains how medicine and dentistry ended up as separate fields.
The first American dental school was the Baltimore College of Dentistry, established by two physicians in 1840. And they could not get an affiliation with the medical school at that time. And the dental schools that developed after that remained autonomous.
Dentistry and medicine are integrally connected. Diseases of the body often present first in the mouth. In the Philippines, gum disease is often an early manifestation of diabetes, high blood pressure, and cardiovascular disease. There are also links between mouth infections and risks for complications in pregnancy. However, in the U.S., our medical students learn next to nothing about the mouth, yet we're often the first ones consulted for a mouth problem. In part, people come to their doctors because their medical insurance has also excluded coverage of the mouth. Medicare, the federal insurance program for the elderly and disabled, has no dental benefits, despite the large number of dental problems that occur in older people. As Dean Donoff explains, it was a conscious effort in the 1960s by the American Dental Association to avoid becoming part of Medicare. It was simply
political clout of the American Dental Association that, in fact, stayed out of the 1960s Medicare changes, etc.
And when people do go to their physicians with a dental problem, the doctor's knee-jerk response is simply to prescribe pain medications. Americans pay huge amounts of money out of pocket on dental care. There is little attention to prevention because reimbursement is much better for procedures, and doctors and dentists' computer records don't even connect, so neither professional can use our records to inform our clinical choices. But small steps are taking place. At Harvard Dental School, medical and dental trainees are learning to work collaboratively in the same setting.
As part of the medical school curriculum, the dental school is now designated as one of the primary care sites. And so we have physicians and pediatricians who are in here on Wednesdays working with the dental students.
As patients, we deserve to have medicine and dentistry, and for that matter, mental health professionals, working collaboratively. The first step toward major change is to provide health insurance coverage for dental disease in the same way we do for heart disease or lung disease. We also need new incentives so dentists get paid much more for preventive care than they do for procedures. And we need dentists and their computers to become part of the healthcare team. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes reporting from Los Baños in the Philippines.